Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to 0 Degrees, the podcast with no qualifications where we try and solve your complications. My name is Lydia and I'm joined by my good friends Ravs and Barry Harry Larry.
How are we doing?
Good.
We're fresh and we're back.
Mm-hmm. We're rejuvenated.
Are we?
Yes.
I'm saying this is cope. It's cope. We're ready. Oh. We're ready for 2024.
It's
Yay.
Yep. January. It's dark. It's horrible.
Storms and shit.
It's depressing.
It's fucking horrible, to be honest.
Why is it that January is like, dry January, time to do all my...
New Year, new me, resolutions.
Where it's like, it's dark. It's depressing. Mm-hmm. It is miserable. Mm-hmm. Everyone's broke. Why is it this month that we make life more depressing for ourselves?
I don't get it. Is it partly because it's a month where everyone has no money?
I guess so.
And so we're kind of like, wow, I'm not going to drink. Yeah. It's a personal health choice and not because my bank account says zero.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess so, yeah.
But then also there's a lot of things that are like expensive. It's like eat better, like fucking go to the gym and spend
January
money on fixing
and
yourself
yeah,
and shit.
Yeah.
It's like... So I don't know, maybe...
I just feel like you should do that shit when you want. You know what I mean? You should do it like... Now, why are you waiting on like January 1st? Like,
no,
the,
I would
the
argue...
The most miserable day. You're like
do,
hungover.
Do it like
and,
peak like, of the summer. Do it right in the middle of summer when it's the most happy, most like free spirits, most like, you know, longest days. Like everyone feels better. Seasonal depression's gone. Like hit it when it's really good. Yeah. Hit it when it's really good and then you'll feel better trying to do all these horrible fucking self-fixing things.
But on the other side of the coin, I feel like because December is so boozy, January you're more motivated to be like, okay, I don't want to drink. And also... Mm-hmm. No one's really going out because it's dark and raining and stormy. Whereas summertime, everyone's going to the beer garden and you're like, oh, I'm not drinking this month. Like,
but
that's the hardest
month.
If
society was all like, oh, July. July is our month where we all eat really healthy because there's lovely vegetables all about and everything tastes great.
And it's sunny and nice and stuff. Yeah.
And it's nice to go outside and do exercise or whatever. Like, you're just slumming it to the fucking gym in the storm in January is a fucking grim prospect.
I went back to the gym for the first time and I like injured myself.
Purposely.
I was back and excited and I worked so hard that like I couldn't straighten my arm for 3 days.
Really?
And
what kind of arm action were you doing?
I'm doing bicep curls, chest press, like I don't even know what this one's called, but like, you know, like
the pegging, the pegatron,
lift up stuff. Like I was doing like flies, I was doing everything. I was basically like, I'm gonna break my arms and chest. I was really dumb, don't do that. And I did like everything and I was like, I can't fucking move. I've not been back since because I also hurt my ankle.
I was about to say, finally, for once, I'm not the broken
one. I'm fucking dying. There was a fire alarm in the office. I was on HatChat.
Nice.
So they asked me to come in for HatChat.
It's nice to throw them a penny, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And they were like, oh, there's going to be a fire alarm at 2, just to let you know. And we were like, fuck that. So we all like put all the coats and stuff in front of the door to try to hide from Daft. Smith was like...
Don't do this at home.
Don't do this.
Whatever
do your
you
fire
do,
alarm
do your fire
alarm.
Alarm
test.
Don't listen to these
we're
morons.
Irresponsible idiots who could have died in a fire. But when I went down, I rolled my ankle.
Karma. That's God himself going.
Even still, imagine if there was actually a fire. You had a rolled ankle and you just fucking hobbled out and died.
But even still, my ankle still hurts a bit. So it's like hindered my fitness
journey. I saw you keep injuring your ankle, Russ. What's going on with it? Is it all right?
I've always just had like a really bad left side. Like, really? Yeah, like, you know,
I've got, the strongs.
The strongs, dude. Like, I have a bad left knee, bad left back, bad ankle, bad fucking, I don't know, this is a shit arm.
I'm sorry, dude.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's
I don't know.
Very good.
And if I do have a strong, I bet it'll be on the left side.
Well, that is how the strongs usually work, isn't it? I thought it's usually your left side, isn't it?
Oh.
That's where your heart be, right?
Was it also your brain? I thought it was to do with your brain.
Your brain is here.
Because your different sides of your brain do different things, don't they?
Yeah.
I know that there's that thing which is like, if you're right-sided, you're better at creative stuff. And if you're left-sided, you're better at like more smarty stuff. But I think that was proven to be bullshit.
Yeah, how much of this is like, what's the fucking like craniology or whatever? It's like not none of it's true. Like,
exactly. It's all just weird bullshit.
But I think strokes do affect your left side.
Can a doctor
let write us in? Because we have no idea.
We don't know.
To be fair, at our age, worrying about strokes is not really, it's not really on the agenda.
Well, I'm an unfit Scottish man who ate a lot of chippies in my life, so like.
You don't get strokes at like 30, do you?
I think they can happen at any time.
You can get strokes really young.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know someone who had
my childish me is like, yes, fine. That's like a 20 years in the future problem.
I know someone who had a stroke when they were like 16.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Yeah. Wow.
And Aubrey Plaza had a stroke when she was like 21 or 22 or something.
Really?
Like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit, that's scary. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, another terrifying medical emergency to worry about.
Also, you can just have an aneurysm at any moment.
Oh, that's
well.
The word. Oh, that one freaks me out.
Yeah. Okay, wow. I'm
it's
so
a
sorry
ticking
to everyone.
Time bomb. Mm-hmm. You can just die at any age, any health. You are just walking to the shops.
I could die on this podcast right now.
Oh, yeah. Think about
content.
The freaking...
content, the clip, the TikTok clip, dude. We're sending 0 degrees to the moon. I'm going to die for views, baby.
Rams is literally dying for views. He will do anything. The ultimate sacrifice for views.
Oh, thanks, Rams. That's real kind.
It's good. Make sure you post it on Live Stream Fails.
Spread
it everywhere. Get it on TikTok. Get it on Instagram. Do the whole shebang.
Let's make me and Harry some money.
Come on. I got life insurance on this boy.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
On a more happy note.
Yes. Not on strokes and aneurysms.
Not medical emergencies. We haven't touched base. And you know, I've seen you guys a couple times between now and then, and I've restrained. I have been so restrained, dear listeners, because the last time we were on the podcast, we were talking about you guys going to see
David Hayter. But we've also had a podcast since then. We forgot to talk about it.
Did we?
Yeah, we
forgot
one.
To talk about it, yeah.
That's mental.
I think we did an audio.
I think I was so, like, so restrained. In my brain, I was like, every time I saw you in the office during Jingle Jam, I was like, do not. Fucking talk
yeah,
to
you
them.
Were like, don't tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Same with the podcast.
I saw you on the first. I was like, don't tell me, but I'm so happy for you. Don't tell me anything about it.
Yeah.
So, talk us through it. You went to see David Hayter on the 1st of December in Birmingham at Comic Con. Spin me a tale. Tell me the journey.
It was
I want to know all
fucking
about it.
Nightmare.
It was actually it was a nightmare.
So, it's the 1st of December.
Nightmare.
It was a fucking nightmare.
What time were you going up?
We met at like 10:30.
Yeah, but 10:30-ish in the morning. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, met there. Couldn't find our train to start with, but then we found it and it was fucking shit and packed.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Absolutely packed train.
We did manage to get some seats not next to each other, but then eventually we were reunited so we could continue to ignore each other by staring at our phones.
Good.
But sit next
good.
To each other as we did that.
Good, yeah.
Well, they took a photo of the back of my head and posted it, and I was like, nice, I'm not balding. So that's pretty good.
Yeah, a little bit of confidence boost there.
Nice,
nice
around.
Nice, nice the angles you can't see. Mm-hmm. Then we get to Birmingham. Is it New Street or
Birmingham
one of
New Street, yeah.
You've
yeah,
got
yeah.
to change.
To the NEC.
Oh my God.
That
was the
was
fucking worst. We went to like five different stations and they were like, the guys were just screaming at people. They were like fucking
what?
Like, they were like, get on the fucking train, but clear the platform, all this shit. Like,
remember how long it took us to find that platform though?
So
Birmingham
long.
New Street is a fucking maze.
It's like an airport.
We were running around like, what?
Well, I think it's attached to the airport. No, that's the convention
center.
No.
New Street is attached to the Bullring Shopping Centre, which makes it just enormous. Like,
it's huge.
Mm-hmm. It is mental.
And confusing as fuck. And remember, it was like platform 4 this way. So we like signed in, you know, with our card or whatever, our ticket, and then there was like a problem with yours, a problem with mine, and we were like, oh my god, we've
working.
Got like 2 minutes, and then finally it went through.
I hate that stress so much.
Followed it around just to another barrier we had to go through, which took us back out into the bit we were just in. We were like, what the fuck?
Meanwhile,
where is this taking us?
Before we went, we'd booked in a time slot to go see David Hayter.
Okay. Wait, so it's like probably like you got the train 10, so it's like 11, it's like 12 o'clock at New Street.
I think it was about 1:15 that we had booked in to go see David.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not super far to the NEC.
No.
But.
But.
What What time did you arrive at the NEC?
Well, we're all in good time. Okay. All in good time. Yeah.
So we try to get on this train. Like, you can't stand in the hallways, despite the fact people are standing in the hallways, and no one's going down the carriage to make more room at the doorways. Eventually, we just like, we can't get on this fucking train.
I was getting so pissed off.
They kicked you off the train.
We couldn't even get on it.
But we were like one of the only people that didn't actually fucking manage to get on that train, because everyone rammed on, and somehow me and Raz were like the only people that couldn't, and there was space. Yeah. This pissed me off. You're taking me back to a very angry memory
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm fuming. You know when there's like a carriage aisle and people can, and everyone congregates, there's a bottlenecking thing where everyone gets on the train.
No one wants to commit standing in the aisle.
But if you did just go stand down the aisle, it meant me and Ravs, because there are only a few more people, could get on, and no one would fucking move up. I was trying to say, can you guys just move up a tiny bit so we can get on? And they just wouldn't move.
Jobsworth train guy came and shouted, "You can't fucking stand there. Stand fucking clear off, like in the door." Like, they were like, "You have to keep that clear."
Oh, it was a specific door, wasn't it?
Specific door. Like,
this
you
is
can't
the Klim door
here.
Where they bring the Klim in and out. I cannot stand at the Klim door.
So it was just such a fucking asshole.
So you missed your train.
So we missed our train, and then the next train wasn't for another 20 minutes. Yeah.
So
or
I'm like, fuck it, let's go get an Uber. It's not too far. It's an annoying Uber, but let's go get a fucking Uber.
But we didn't check how long the Uber is. In my head, I was like, it's 10 minutes, because I always associate Ubers with 10 minutes.
No, it's not 10 minutes. You're leaving Birmingham.
Yeah.
You are in Sunnyhill. You're not in Birmingham.
No idea. It was so far out.
It was like half an hour Uber journey.
Yeah. Did not realize that. And we then got stuck in the airport traffic. So we were in this never-ending line of people that were like going left into the airport.
Yeah.
But we were in that queue. I don't know why. I felt like he could have gone round. We were just at a standstill. We just weren't moving.
And the clock's ticking down now.
And the clock at this point is like 90 seconds to doomsday. Uh-huh. Doomsday.
It is now 1 p.m. Lydia's appointment's in 10 minutes. We can see the convention hall.
No.
So I frantically checked to see if there's like a later thing. Like maybe they'll let us in for a later one. Only one on that day.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
No exactly. fucking
You missed
way.
That. That's yeah, yeah. it.
That's it. You don't see him.
And he's not going to wait.
He
follows your Twitter, but he don't care.
He don't care. He don't even follow my Twitter.
Guy drops us. Like kind of around the corner from somewhere, like, fucking in a random car park.
I know the NC very well from going there lots of times.
I think where you would go and load merch and shit, like where you would like, where the big truck doors.
Is it near the
car park?
Near the casino end of the.
It's near the Moxie Hotel.
Yep.
Round the back of that, way down in the
car
park.
That's fucking miles.
Yeah. And we didn't know, like. Yeah.
But I've never been there.
You can drive taxis up. Why did he not?
He said something like, I can't drive all the way up. So
it might have been because he was an Uber and like maybe there's like a.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be like a black cab or something. You know.
Did you not get dropped to like one of the closer hotels?
God knows.
Well, we didn't ask to get dropped to the hotel. We said, the NEC, please.
NEC, please.
He took you for a right ride.
Yeah, he took
you
for a right ride. So then we were like, me and Lydia, not the most agile people in the world, so we're like hobbling.
Our broken left legs.
Some would argue two of the most broken people in the UK.
Exactly.
Yes, absolutely.
We're panicking, we're hobbling into the NEC.
Sweating, like, don't forget sweating.
Sweating, yeah. And
December, what was it?
Because you're wearing, this is the thing about when it's cold. Yeah. It's cold, right? So you wear a coat and a scarf and gloves and a jumper, and then you have to do any form of exercise, and it's like, oh my God, I'm fucking sweating.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining the state you're going to be in when you get to David Hayter.
Yeah. Vile.
Well, we're also like, you know, we want to get back. We know we're going to go out because it's the first day of Jingle Jam. We're coming back for the Jingle Jam stuff. So, we're, you know, we've got to be wrapped up to be...
We don't want to freeze later on.
So there we are. We're hobbling through. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like... It was a really quiet MCM. Like,
yeah.
There was really? Comic-Con. I was just like, there's not... It didn't feel like there was that many people.
Super empty. Well, not empty, but it was very quiet.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because like first day of the con and it was like...
It was a Friday as well.
Friday. Fridays are always quiet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of quiet. We hobble all the way there. We finally fucking find where it is. Like,
but it took ages.
It took fucking ages.
And what time is it big now? And by now it's probably like, it's gone 10 past
it's
one.
It's like half one now. So I've missed my shit too.
Yeah.
And Lydia is like, I need some lunch. I'm also like, I need some lunch.
I was starving as well.
We were
fucking
starving because we didn't have time to get a little munch.
Sweating, starving,
our plan
lost.
Was to have food before going to this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get there with plenty of time, have lunch and then go meet him. So,
this is literally a nightmare. So we're like, you couldn't pay me to go and do
this. Like, oh my God, get there quick, get there quick. We finally get there, and the guy who's working there is like, we're really sorry, David hasn't landed yet. He got held
Thank
up.
God.
Yeah.
But, so it's a good and it's a bad. So thank God he was, because we might have never met him. So we were like, oh my God, thank God he's not here yet.
Yeah.
But then the guy was like,
just hang around
but
here.
We have no idea when he's going to get here.
And just sit around here.
No.
And
yeah.
tell you when he's here.
And it's like, are we talking 20 minutes? Are we talking 4 hours?
Can they not like, post out, say David Hayter signing is now starting?
Well, so basically what they said was, the problem is they don't know when he's going to get here because he's like on the plane and they can't communicate with him. And they only can only do the announcement in that area where the signing and stuff was happening. So if you went any further away, you wouldn't hear the announcement and you'd miss it. So you had to stay in that area where there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink, nothing to look at. It was like the barren fucking wasteland.
Okay, can you do-si-do it? Send one of you out to gather resources.
It's
you
like know, a little mission.
The other one protects the homestead.
Yeah. Like, what we did was we just fucking went to this little like shit Cornish pasty place that was next to.
And paid £40.
Yeah.
It was like kind of close to where we needed to be anyway.
He said you definitely have 10 minutes. And you know, it's going to be much more than that.
Yeah, if they're already late and then you arrive 5 minutes late.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be at least, he said it was something like at least like half an hour, but he said you definitely have time to grab some food. So we quickly was like,
wait, so he was flying in?
Yeah.
Where from?
Amsterdam.
Could you track his flight?
I don't know what.
I think they said he had landed but was having passport problems or some shit like that.
Is he not British?
No,
he's Canadian.
Canadian, huh?
So, you know, we go eat this shit pastry and we're miserable. We're just like, oh
tired.
My fucking God, tired.
Tired
miserable,
at that point as well.
Sweaty, like, annoyed.
You travel for like 4 hours.
We're,
yeah.
We're like, how long are we going to have to fucking wait to see David Hayter? Like, when's he going to arrive? We don't know
what
yet.
What if it takes 4 hours, exactly. 5 hours? And we want to get back for Jingle Jam.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what's the Conker close? The Conker probably closes at like 5 or 6.
Shit, yeah. So it's like,
wait. Literally might not even get into it.
Yeah. So we do that and then we go back and it's like, I think he's going to be like another hour. So me and Lydia are like, let's go get a drink. We'll go to Wetherspoons.
Fair.
And we had, you know, fuck Wetherspoons, but you know, what are you going to do? You're in a fucking massive convention.
That is literally the only
place to go
drink.
We needed a drink at this point as well.
Is that how you walk all the way back to the hotels?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So we went there, had an interesting conversation about bad dragons.
We talked about bad dragons for an hour or so.
Why have you not recorded this? This could have been a podcast.
We could have had that as a podcast.
It's
but
just standalone number.
Me and Lydia sitting out in the cold because like it was mobbed inside.
Yeah.
Like, just sitting, drinking their pints and their wine.
We wanted to sit down because all the seats were taken.
We're talking about bad dragons and looking at it on the phone. And then like people start coming outside and we're like, we shouldn't talk about bad dragons anymore.
Just talk like...
Yeah. What were you so in-depthly talking about?
I don't know how we got onto that.
Horrifying. I knew they existed and I was aware of the product. Yeah. For those that don't know, massive fucking...
Be careful because they could sponsor us one day, Bad Dragons.
I honestly feel like that would be a great sponsor. Yeah. I've never used or owned one of their products, but wow.
Okay.
They are
okay.
They are pieces of art.
I am, going to speak about them in that moment, how I felt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I knew that they were, you know, gigantic fucking dildos and, you know, and I thought dragon, like mythical creature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Penises, right?
Yeah,
doesn't have to be a penis, Lydia.
Well, or anything.
Well, that's what we looked
well
at.
Whatever you so want to enjoy. Anyway, I didn't know that much about them. Never looked them up before, strangely enough. And Rav showed me his favorites, his homepage favorites.
All the ones I bought, you know. Just...
Oh yeah,
nice.
Logged in page, and on it, I didn't realize. Honestly, this sickens me to my soul, and. They have like actual, like based on like horse penises and dogs' penises. I'm sorry, is that not illegal?
Is that not bestiality? I'm going to actually have to check that. That is fucking
like,
crazy.
What, you're just going to have
like... Can you show me? Show me. Yeah.
A dick, which is like modelled on a dog's dick. And
that
fuck
is
it.
Fuck.
That's fucked up, right?
You know what? I didn't think you were going to say that. I know a lot about Bad Dragon. I didn't know that. That is fucked
it
up.
It horrified
Dude,
me.
There's like,
I don't feel like that's a crazy take. No, but
there's like male masturbator like fleshlights that's like horse pussy and shit like that.
It's horse like, pussy?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, just for starters, who knows what a horse pussy looks like?
Do you want to put your dick in any of that?
Okay, so a lot of these look like fucking cartoon characters. Like I'm fucking Mr. Blobby.
Do they have any anuses?
I assume
like
they do.
Like cat like, anus?
The fox?
The gerbil?
Chances sheep? Oh, Jesus Christ.
like, you know, okay.
It's very interesting, isn't it? It's very interesting.
Dragons and mythical creatures. Well, it's not my bag, but okay. But when you make it like real life animals, I honestly feel like that is, it should be illegal and it's bestiality and it makes me sick.
Guess we'll never be sponsored by Bad Dragon.
No, I think it's wonderful that they make wonderful things, but I do have to agree with Lydia that that is question. I find that questionable.
That's so
morally.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Especially like, when you own, like, you have a pet, and it's also, like, what the fuck?
Does the store listing, like, have a picture of, like, this is Jeff the sheep, you know, who gave...
We modelled it off Jeff.
Like, dude, does it leave credit? Does it leave, you know, because now, like, porn actors and actors, they have, like, their, like, you know, you can get, like, his dildo or whatever, per pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Kevin the cow's fucking mega cock. Like,
signed by Kevin.
Just picture of him.
it would be so funny if it was just a random cow.
Just a random cow. But like, also, you know, if you're into that, shouldn't the authenticity is very important to you? Like, how do people know what that looks like?
But it shouldn't be important to you.
I mean, we went
wrong.
We went to San Diego Zoo and we saw fucking elephant schlong and
all that
shit.
You do see a lot of dicks when you go to a zoo.
That is true. Yeah. It is nature. It's human animal nature.
Is it nature to put it inside of you,
though? No! No, it's fucking not, Harry. Jesus Christ.
The thing that I thought the Bad Dragon did was fucked up was they have the ones where it puts eggs in you.
What? Oh, I didn't even see that.
Sporch,
is
I believe.
Sporch? There's a term
something
for
like
it.
That. I learned this.
You have like, you know, Aliens the movie, like kind of, and then it like injects like, like silicon eggs.
That's
what I thought you were gonna reference because I think that's pretty fucked up.
Well, it's like a pipette that you like
yourself with. It's like a big fucking thick thing that you shove in there and then you put like.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season or arc has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you around the table.
Silicon eggs in?
Yeah.
My chat told me about it.
It's like you're being like impregnated by like an alien.
And then like they shit out the eggs.
Oh, no.
That's what I thought you were going to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I've raised it now, because that was now stuck in my brain.
Yeah.
But I didn't know about the animal penises. That's really fucked up.
Even though impregnating yourself and sticking a big thing up you that lays eggs and then you shit them out or give birth to them.
It sounds fucked up.
Even though it's so fucked up, I still think the animal penises and vaginas are worse.
No, I completely agree.
But there's straight up monster fuckers out there, you know what I mean? Like people that like, you know, like werewolves and all that shit. People that are into that shit.
Yeah.
So is that why they'd get
like that's why they'd buy like I'm gonna buy the werewolf penis or I'm gonna
but the werewolf penis is different to the dog penis.
Yeah, there's a very big difference.
There is a big difference. Well, who am I to judge? No, there is a big difference between like here is a sheep's cock and here is like, you know, a fucking I don't know,
what's
a Tyrannosaurus Rex's penis or whatever. You know, one is a fucking.
This is Gary the dragon. Oh, okay, cool. Dragons don't exist.
After you've been fucked by the sheep coat, you go, wow, that sheep dick was amazing.
Oh no!
Wow,
no.
Wasn't that so pleasant?
Is it purely? And I know that sometimes people get very angry at us for talking about this subject.
They do. There's very passionate communities
very
out
passionate.
There.
I am giving up kink shaming furries. I'm not kink shaming anyone.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Is it purely for that community?
I don't know. I think the real world animal one to me is a little bit disturbing.
I think
even furries would push back and say that's not to do with them.
I think they
would exclude that.
It's fucking vile.
Yeah. There's a YouTuber I love though, Meat Canyon. He has a collab with them. He has his own dildo on
what is it like his dick
no it's like a,
it's just
these
no,
huge he's bad like, dragons and then
no he's like
this cuck animated dick
no he's like a horror guy so it's like a really disgusting like fleshy malformed like monster dick that's a cool sponsor
that's fucking crazy. What would we do for 0 degrees?
I don't know.
Like
the
we'll just fucking find whichever animal on the animal chart they haven't done yet. Yeah, we'll do the 0 degrees chicken. You can fuck this chickenacy.
Chickenessy.
Jesus.
It's also by Zodiac.
Yeah. So anyway, we're having this conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And people started coming outside to it.
Sorry, also Comic-Con is a very appropriate place to be having that conversation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of all the conventions in the UK, that's honestly the most appropriate.
Yeah, yeah.
So go ahead.
So people start coming outside, they're like dressed as Vikings and shit, and they're just chatting all this shit, and I'm like very conscious that, oh, I'm like showing Lydia all this shit on my phone, but also people can see through the glass.
It feels private, but it's really not.
It's just like 20 people staring at
so
you.
So we have that drink, and then we're like, okay, let's go check, wait on David, and we go back, and it's like still no news. So we're sat on the floor for like...
How many people was he meant to be seeing? I'm thinking logistically, is it even possible?
There was a decent little crowd. A lot of people dressed as Snake and like a bunch of like other characters and stuff. Like, I think I saw a couple ocelots and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what that is, but yeah. I'm imagining the animal.
You can get it on Bad Dragon.
Can I fuck it?
Revolver Ocelot.
I don't know.
I love him.
I don't know who that is.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Were they impressive cosplays?
Yeah, they were really cool. They were fucking awesome. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
We just sat on the floor for fucking ages.
I was there was nowhere to sit.
This trip is fucking depressing.
I know. I was at that point just like, oh my God, I wish I was at home.
But also, I had booked the Jennifer Hale and David Hayter.
Oh, the combi.
Combo. Mm. So it was like, there was a 10-minute gap originally. It was like, Lydia's was at 1 or whatever. Mine was like 10 past quarter past 1. But then it's like, oh, well, fuck, can they get Jennifer now? Because she's obviously got to go do panels and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're just sitting there like, don't worry, we can probably grab her. She's like so chill. I was like, okay, cool. So we're starting.
That doesn't look like that wouldn't fill me with hope. No, I'd be like, I want a more consistent answer than that, or a refund.
Yeah, like what's happening?
Because this shit isn't cheap. Yeah.
It's not fucking cheap.
It's expensive.
It was fucking spenny, dude.
Yeah.
But I at this point we were so fucking broken that I was just like, I don't care if it's gonna take like half an hour for you to get Jennifer Hale. If I can just see David Hayter when he arrives, would just put me in with that group or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And also, we're at this point, you know, we're sitting on the floor, on the dirty floor.
It's grim.
It's grim. And we're watching Jingle Jam. Like, I wish I was in the office with like everyone. Warm
glow coming out of your phone.
We're watching like Jingle Cats and shit.
Everyone's like doing the decorations. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I wish I was in the office.
We're like fucking wishing we were there. Like, I'm never doing anything on the first day of Jingle Jam again.
No, it was terribly timed.
Uh-huh.
Weird one here. Hear me out. But I thought being surrounded by so many Metal Gear Solid fans that maybe one of them would have known who we were.
Not a single person.
Raz was crying.
We did meet fans at the event, but not a single one of them in the Metal Gear Solid community. You know,
wow.
I thought we were the biggest influencers
we're definitely
in
not.
The world. How many times when it have comes to Metal Gear Solid?
I've streamed Metal Gear like... I've done a full playthrough on my channel, and Lydia also did.
Either of your channels, even in the top 10, like the top 10 games streamed on your Twitch, Metal Gear.
No, but like we love Metal Gear a lot. We talk about it.
I know.
I'd be interested to know if mine are.
You got to fucking replay it over and over again. All right. In the last, can I do all time?
It's not in my all time.
Have you played it at all this year?
No, it's January.
It's January.
Long-term stats. Oh, no, I mean, like in the last 365 days.
I played Metal Gear Solid 2 in the Master Collection.
Me too.
Here we go. I will fucking call you on that bullshit straight away. Lydia, your top 10 games streamed of all time.
Yeah.
Just Chatting. 500 hours.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mario Kart. Well, there's no surprises there. 150 hours.
Makes sense.
Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
Makes sense.
No surprises. 120 hours.
Yep.
Amoogus.
Oh.
50 hours.
Okay, yeah.
Ocarina of Time, 48 hours.
Yeah.
Wind Waker, 42 hours.
Yeah.
Skyrim, 36 hours. We're at number 8 now. Oh. Baldur's Gate, 35 hours.
Yep.
Number 9, Let's Go Pikachu. Number 10, Fall Guys. If I was a Metal Gear fan, I think it would be in my top 10, Lydia. It's number 12 for you.
Oh, but I was on the cusp.
23 hours of Metal Gear Solid.
It's definitely not even going to be in my top 20.
Well, all I'm saying is, guys,
I think it should be views. How many people? How popular the stream? Wait, what should it be? Because you can't compare a linear single player game to things like Mario Kart and Minecraft and all that stuff.
I don't know if you loved it, you just play it over and over again.
Just keep playing that same game over and over and over.
David Hayter don't make no money from Amoogus, Lydia.
True.
Ravs, Just Chatting, Minecraft, Among Us, Mario Kart, Sea of Thieves.
I want to get that one off there. Disgusting.
95 hours. You got a lot to beat on that.
I got to get it out.
The Witcher, Stardew Valley, SnowRunner, Retro Gaming, Red Dead Redemption. I don't even know how far I'm going to have to scroll to find
it. It's
going to
be a lot. I stream a lot of games.
You stream a lot of games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not even in the top 50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And he calls himself a
And you call yourself a fan.
I don't say I'm a Metal Gear Solid streamer. I just, you know,
you call yourself a fan. You know, I'm playing even your top 50 games, Ravs.
Well, it's definitely my number one game.
I feel like if I was David Hayes and I met you, I'd be disappointed.
I'd spit on us.
Well, let's find out if
and
you.
And I'd like it.
Let's find out if you even fucking meet David Hayter.
Oh, that's point, true. We do need to speedrun Metal Gear Solid. Then we'll get. Then there we go.
That's how you really crank the hours out.
Someone will recognize us.
I was talking about that yesterday. I'm like, start speedrunning that soon.
But
well, next year we'll fucking check it and see if it's in your top 50 games. Then Ravs.
Yeah. But. You know, we sat on the floor for fucking ages on the cold shit floor.
This is like, depressing, by the way. This entire story is so depressing. I'm sad for you.
Like a metal gate waiting.
Metal gate solid.
They're finally like, okay, everyone start forming up a queue. So everyone got in these fucking queues. Because I was doing the David and Jennifer one, got put at the very front of a different line. And Lydia, you were like all the way back in a different line, but like
literally at the back.
Yeah.
Like,
but I, despite the fact I was like, yeah, I'm at the front of the queue, it was like, you're gonna have to wait for ages because they did all of the David Hayter solo ones.
Oh, so you're
first.
you're at the start of the back,
yeah. Nice. Basically, the start of the back.
That was the back of the start.
So, yeah. Just heard a bunch of people talking. Like, oh, this is like the 15th time I've met David Akon. I'm like, what the fuck?
How much money have you spent?
Wait,
yeah.
It's like 70 quid a pop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
50. Mm-hmm. Or 45 for just him.
With con tickets as well.
Yeah.
It's minimum like a grand.
And travel and mm-hmm. you think that as well. So, why would you meet him that many times? I love the guy, but I don't need to meet him anymore. Once was enough. Right, that sounds really bad. It makes it sound. Was lovely.
Mm-hmm. It's actually funny. When we first spoke about this, I was like, man, I've really fucked up our chances of ever getting David Hayter on this podcast. I feel like this podcast
is fucking up our chances.
This is like ruined any chance of him ever coming on the podcast. Yeah.
Well, oh, you DM'd him as well, didn't you? You DM'd him before.
Wait, when did you DM him?
I forgot about that bit.
You DM'd him in the taxi. Before we knew he was having flight troubles.
I know. Why are you making me relive this? Probably stressed out of his mind. What did you DM him? Basically, at this point in the taxi, it was like, oh my God, we're missing the slot. Uh-huh. We're missing it. So I said like, oh, should I just fucking message him? Mm-hmm. So I messaged him thinking that he's there with his phone or whatever, saying, hello, David. Just wondering, we're stuck in traffic.
Him getting like fucking butt searched by fucking British borders and border security.
You're like,
David, I'm in a taxi and I'd like to come and meet you. That is terrible.
I'm gonna be late. Will you meet me a bit later? No surprises there. He didn't read the message. Yeah. Or maybe he did because he doesn't have a red thing. So I didn't know. He probably read it and ignored it. Mm-hmm. So, but then I'm like, oh my God. When I found out he was delayed, I was like, oh, I wish I hadn't sent him that fucking message. That's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Did you not send a follow-up saying, I'm so sorry, I hear you're delayed?
I don't think I did. I think I was just embarrassed.
In what world would you not send a follow-up message?
I don't know. I don't want to send too many. I'd already embarrassed myself.
I already sent 20 that day alone.
So finally, they start letting people in. Okay. So you got to go in first. Do you want to talk through your experience?
Okay.
Because this is where it gets more depressing and underwhelming.
It gets more depressing.
I guess it's how many people are meeting him? Like, I'm imagining like a line of like 50 people.
Yeah, about that.
I would gauge about like 50 to 70 people.
You've got like a couple people dressed as Snake, got people dressed as furries, then going through.
Robert Ocelot, all that
shit.
Lydia's
just stood at the back.
Sweating, looking disheveled. So given that David is already running so late, now I don't think we anticipated just how quick the photo process is.
Yeah.
I thought you would at least kind of say hello, blah 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 blah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Exchange
some pleasantries.
I mean, you guys have done signings at events.
Yeah, you guys have both
done signings. With
I
your
always
Scott
get in trouble for holding shit up.
For sure, but you say hello.
Yeah, it's polite.
Have a nice day.
How's it going? Now,
when you start watching, blah 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 blah.
I don't think this is David's fault.
No, this isn't his fault. This is not his fault.
This is the con. And also, I guess, the circumstance of him missing his flight.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
So everything
or his passport problem, whatever.
Yeah. Everything was running super late, and I guess they just had to get it done. They had to,
like, ping people through.
Yeah. So I was...
People are spending a lot of money on this.
I know.
You do have to get it done, I agree, but... This is a premium experience.
This is expensive. Yeah. So you kind of enter the little room. It's all kind of
curtained
off.
So he's kind of hidden away. He's not actually exposed. Yeah,
you get your own little, like... You're in a little waiting room. It's like just inside a curtain. It's a bit weird.
It's a changing room. Yeah. And then you can see him, and then there's the queue leading up to it. So I was sort of watching the people in front of me have their goes. And it was like imagine a man, or anyone working at a supermarket, and they're picking, and you know, like it's like the conveyor belt, and you pick up the item and you like scan it and you put it there. Imagine David Hayter is the person scanning it, and you pick it up and you go bing and you put it there. It's instant. Like the person would go up to him, maybe they would do like a, what's it called?
A fist bump.
Take the picture, walk away. The whole process was like 5 seconds.
But did they get to say enough?
I think they were just like, hi, it's nice to meet you. Picture, walk off.
Was he saying?
He'd be like,
I'm Sonic Snake. Whatever the fuck.
Did he say a
line?
I mean, I couldn't really hear, but it didn't look like much talking was happening at all.
He's taller than I thought.
He is, isn't he? He's tall.
Tall boy.
Some people, I think.
I'm glad. Was that worth 50 quid to learn that?
Oh, yeah. I think some of the people in front of me didn't even talk to him. I think they just went up to him, probably because they were quite shy. Usually you might need a little bit of time.
This also sounds like a fucking super stressful situation.
And so I'm sure also David was being pushed, like, you just need to get them out. You can't talk to them. It just has to be picture, go.
And he's done enough of these events. He probably knows, like, I got to move this along.
There's no time to stand and talk. So it comes up to me, and I go up to him, and he recognizes me from my DMs to him.
No fucking way.
So,
And he's like, security.
Yes, she's here.
She's arrived. Get the net.
She's tall. Get a really big one. I walked up to him and he's like, oh, it's you. And I said,
that's not a good line.
Yeah. Oh, it's you. No, he's like, oh, it's you. And I said, really sorry for like, I don't think I said harassing, for like bothering you on Twitter. And he was like, nah. He's like, no, it's totally fine. And then I went next to him to get the picture, and he said, remind me of your name again, which is not a great sign. It probably isn't super in love with me if he couldn't remember it, but you know, whatever. And I said, Lydia, because I'm nervous. So I was like, Lydia. And he went, Lydia. Like, as in my name was Lydia. Like, what? Lydia. That, the whole name. And then I just quietly went, Lydia. And I don't know if he heard that bit. Anyway, stop. For the listeners at home, Harry is face palming and looking very sad.
I'm dying inside at this.
Then we took the picture and I said, like, thank you so much. And he looked at me and he said, see you later. And I took that to mean that he was in love with me. Mm-hmm. And wanted,
Lydia's
know,
ovaries went into overdrive.
I gave birth just there and
well,
then.
Well, we'll get to this because Lydia sent another DM.
Wait. Don't fucking spoil me like this.
What are you doing to me live on the internet? Okay, firstly,
I'm interested on the picture process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I personally feel like a one and bang picture for 50 quid.
I wish it was a one and bang. Jesus. I'd pay more for that.
One and done picture for 50 quid is fucking crazy.
Was
more than that.
Was it like 70 quid,
wasn't it?
As soon as you walk away, are they like, okay, cool, here's like the three snaps we took. Choose your fave.
No, you walk around, you give you one.
One picture. You don't get to redo it. You don't get to pick between them.
He's blinked.
Mm-hmm.
Tough shit, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happens. Thankfully, we both got eyes wide open.
I think the photographer's like, all right, and like, you know, to make sure everyone had their fucking eyes open.
Yeah. But yeah, you don't get like to take a few and pick your favorite. If you look shit, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I wouldn't have done it knowing all of this.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think so. Like,
no,
it was,
I wouldn't do it again.
No.
I was checking just you're not completely insane.
Oh my God, no.
I'm kind of glad you wanted to do this. I was aware that it was like this, but not this extreme.
Yeah.
Because
I would never do something like this now.
Yeah.
No. So, unless it was someone I absolutely idolized.
Not to make it like about us for a minute, but it makes you really happy how we did our signings at events.
Yeah.
Like holy shit, so what a fucking nicer, different experience to this. That
so
was.
Different. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm glad we did it like that.
Like to actually talk to people.
Actually talk to people, get to know them.
Yeah,
they'll
love
learn
to
about
chat,
them.
Chat to them more, you know what I mean? Yeah. I know I'm getting
it. Also, that interaction with David Hayter is hilarious.
I know.
Mm-hmm. It is.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh my God, but also how the fuck did he think your name was Lydia?
Lydia. Well, because I said Lydia. He just repeated. People, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure, so you leave. Do they give you a photo straight away?
No, you go around this little thing, walk right down, and then you got to wait, and they give you the photo straight away, and then they just like shuffle you along.
And then I just sort of stood there waiting for Ravs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm
just sweating into your photo.
So now all the snake people are done. They've got Jennifer Hale over. It didn't take that long, honestly.
How long are we talking? Like half an hour?
No, like, it was pretty quick.
To get our lot through. Like, it was, considering everyone took...
Yeah, it was super quick.
It was so quick. They got Jennifer Hale like that. It was like, holy fuck, okay. They just, like, summoned Jennifer Hale.
It's pretty funny.
So I go in. I'm near the front, like, pretty much. So I get to go in pretty quick. But, like, I get there, and you can see David and Jennifer chatting, because they're obviously good mates. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's just arrived from his flight, so they're, like, catching up, chatting, while taking photos with people.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
No, so,
people are just awkwardly getting in the way.
No, they can't do that.
But not
when fans were there. When fans were, like, when someone went up to take a photo with them, they stopped.
Could you imagine they just carried on talking and just ignored the fan?
Over the fan.
No.
Insane.
So I walked up. I got my fist bump with Solid Snake. That transcended me into another world. I was like, that was so fucking
cool. Did you pop a little chubby?
I had a little chubby going.
Nice. All the blood left to your brain.
I had time enough to say, like, thank you both so much. I fucking love the games you guys are in. I put my arms on the small of their backs for some reason.
That's very intimate of nice you. Super nice. Underneath their tops.
I have the photo here. The photo here for the video.
Yeah, this is a reason to go and watch on YouTube videos now on.
Yeah, videos are now here.
You look more like him than he does.
What does that mean? He's him.
No, but Jeremy, you look more like David Hayter than David Hayter does, Ravs.
Yeah.
Ravs, you look you make him look shit.
What? No, he's a handsome man.
Wow, what a lovely picture.
Were they lovely?
They were so lovely. Yeah. They were so lovely.
For the 5 seconds.
For the five seconds.
So what did they say to you?
They just said, like, you know, thank you so much. It's so nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, I just headed off.
Boy.
And you just were like,
what? I think one of them said a quote. And I was like, you just fist bumped me, man. Like,
I'm in a cardboard box. Yeah. Whatever the fuck he says.
I think one of them said a line, and I was just like, I didn't even process it. So I was just like, I gotta go.
I
would be like the opposite. I'm like, I have to stay here. Like, and then you'd be
I
like,
I've paid so much. I'm going.
I wanted to. I was like, thanks so much. I'll see you later.
Imagine if you just didn't move.
Yeah. You can't make me move. I paid money.
But yeah, it was super fucking, super like nice, but also just like, it was just
so
like
rushed.
Conveyor belt. Like, beep, 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 beep,
yeah,
beep.
Yeah.
So then we go back to Weatherspoons. And Lydia sent
you need to like decompress.
I need a pint.
We go decompress and we're like, okay, we're going to have to travel. It's going to be a fucking nightmare. And then you sent David another message because you thought it's see you later.
No.
Was like, do you want to go for a pint?
No, Lydia. No, this is defamation of character. And I will take you to court.
And as you're typing the message, you fumble it and accidentally put a bad Jagan link in. Oh no! It's in. Look, this Weatherspoons pint on my fucking phone.
Stop it. No, I messaged him saying, like you said, why didn't you message earlier to say, I just found out you're late or something because of the plane. I think I messaged saying something like, sorry about that message before. It was lovely to meet you. Shame it was so brief. It would have been great to chat to you more. That's all I said. Swear to God, hand on heaven's arms, right? It was just a nice, normal message. Mm-hmm. And then we had a drink and then we went back to Bristol. As if you wouldn't fucking message him if you knew that he was going to reply to you. You son of a bitch.
Did he reply?
So he did, but we were back in Bristol.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So you get back on a train to New Street?
No. We were like broken, dead, fucking hated our life. We thought about how annoying the trains were going to be. We're looking at the train timings.
And it's like 5 o'clock now, right?
Yeah, it's like 5 o'clock-ish. We're like, we want to just get fucking back. So... Yeah. I was just like, fuck it, I'm getting us an Uber. So we just Ubered from Birmingham to Bristol.
I said
to Ravs, I'm happy to get the train, but if you want to get an Uber, obviously I'll happily get in it. Mm-hmm. But I left it up to Ravsy Big Bucks.
I think it's a great time to segue to our patrons. Thank you so much to our patrons who help fund Ravs's crippling Uber addiction. If you don't become a patron, we do lovely Am I the Assholes. You can just check it out. It's really fun little bonus episodes.
Yeah.
Lovely little clips. All our patrons love them. And you get to send in questions that we'll prioritise reading as well. So go check it out. Patreon.com/0degrees and support Ravs's fucking addiction.
Yeah. But I just wanted to be back for Jingle Jam. It was dark. It was shit.
That's weird FOMO.
Yeah, that is major FOMO. You had quite a shit day. Yeah,
like, we were
it's an expensive shit day.
It's 5 p.m. We're like, oh my god, the trains are going to be fucking mobbed.
The traffic
to get back to New Street is going to suck. we're gonna have to fucking maybe stand on the train.
How much?
For, like,
how much was that Uber?
It was like not actually that bad. I think it was like £120, which is like a really a lot for a taxi. But I was just like, I'm so fucking done with this day that I was like, I'm just getting on that fucking. I'm doing it.
And I was very happy to also get into it.
Did you not split it? You're like, this is your expense.
Yeah, well, I said that I obviously, I'd love to get an Uber, but I will get the train. But, unless you get one. But I'll get the train.
That's okay, you bought me a couple.
I think 120 would be above what I would have gone
for. A couple of rounds is basically the same price.
90 was like my number that I was like, that's, I would do it for 90. Yeah. But 120 is like maybe.
Yeah, it was just like, it was the just, I went, this is really annoyingly expensive, but I was just like,
So I'm interested. Wait, during this Weatherspoons debrief, Weatherspoons round two, obviously No Bad Dragon was discussed, but the meetings were discussed. Okay. What was your vibe?
So
like,
we both had such a shit time, but like weirdly, when we sat down to get the drinks, we were just like, "That was amazing, wasn't
we
it?"
We were
it was
really
so
excited.
Good. We were like, really excited.
Good.
It was like, that was really nice. So, like fist bumped all with Snake and shit.
Like that is really. It is
we
really
were on
cool.
a high. We yeah. were on yeah. a high. Yeah. We had that high. Dopamine. Like,
we were happy.
As much as that queuing system and like that process is quite shit, it does make it feel really fucking exclusive and really important.
Yeah.
And, like, you're like, oh shit, I've got like 5 seconds to fucking make my moment.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We got to meet someone that we've like really admired for years and years.
Yeah, statistically not that much, but you know.
Statistically speaking. Don't give a shit. But
he's dead to you.
Yeah, but you know, then we got back for Jingle Jam. It was very nice. We managed to roll in at like a time when everyone was starting to like wind down, go for drinks and stuff like that. It was a really good night. So that was a
saved at the end.
All in all, a fucking nightmare of a trip, but a good one.
It was good, and also the message that he massaged me back. Hello, that he sent me back when we got to the office was, he said something like, the photos are always really quick. You get to talk more at the signings.
Then he say something like, "See you tomorrow" or something? Yeah, like, I'm in Bristol.
He said like, "Are you around tomorrow? You can come and see me then," or so. Like, it was not pervy.
It was not. David Hayter was
really
not a creep.
He's not a creep. He doesn't follow me. He does not creep on me at all. It wasn't like, "Hey baby, come to my hotel."
So I'm doing that because I don't think he's a perv. It's just more like the awkwardness.
I know.
Just like, I know you're not gonna be able to be there tomorrow.
I know. It was something like, you know, like, if you, because you're a fan, if you want to come tomorrow, time to talk. But it was like,
this is really accommodating and nice of him.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Such a nice guy.
Yeah, I just said, "I'm sorry, I'm not around tomorrow." Mm-hmm. Bye.
Brutal.
We met a couple of fans as well in the NEC.
Oh, yeah, they were lovely. Yeah,
lovely. They listened to the podcast.
And they're like,
"Oh,
you're getting the train?" You're like, "No, we're getting a fucking Uber because, you know."
Very wealthy. Very wealthy people. Like,
thank you for your support.
It still stings. I feel bad about it.
Yeah, I would. I don't know. I understand it. I get it.
I didn't want to stand on a train for fucking 3 hours.
No, and also, Jingle Jam was happening.
We were exhausted.
And I've also felt like you needed to like evac out of that fucking situation.
Super formal.
And our legs were hurting.
Our legs
well.
Were fucking hurting from all the running around we've been doing. Because the fucking convention center is huge.
It's enormous.
Enormous.
It's really big.
Was it just on the lake side or was it on the far side as well? Because there's the front of it that has the lake near the casino.
Yes, it was there.
Was it also on the far side they've got the travel escalator on?
I think it was on the first side.
The first side was still really big. Yeah. It's enormous when it spreads across both sides.
Oh my god! I guess it's just Friday. They probably would need all that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was an absolute fucking mammoth adventure with lots of lows and some highs, a lot of lows.
A lot of lows.
I'm really glad you went and did it. One, because I'm glad you went to go meet someone who's a hero and your favourite video game character of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But two, just so you can share this experience with us, so me and the listeners never have to do one of these experiences ever again.
That's been
my takeaway. Is it's amazing,
but
it doesn't sound worth it.
No. I would only ever do something like that again for...
Hideo Kojima.
I would do it for Brian Moko. I'd do it for Brian Moko from Placebo, and that is it. I think that's the only famous person that I would do that for.
Who would you do it for, Russ?
Definitely Hideo Kojima. Yeah. I almost went to London to see Hideo Kojima, but I couldn't get the time off work when I was a window cleaner. So fuck that job.
That's pain.
Yeah, I would have done that because he was doing a Death Stranding tour, so I'm like, hopefully he does that again.
Yeah,
that would really cool. I would do that again for Kojima, but like any other people.
I'd meet Miyazaki from Software.
Yeah. In fact, there's probably quite a few musicians I love and stuff, you know what I mean?
But then again, it's like, but to have a photo with them. Do you know what I mean? If to have that experience.
But to meet him.
But to the idea of meeting is far more in my brain. I'm like, I'd love to meet and like have like an hour to chat with them. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's not the experience
it's
you get, is it?
No, so, it's not.
Like, it's not at all.
And so like
it's got to have the picture though. This like memory that you can always look back on.
But at that point, I feel like I just want to meet someone who's funny. It's a funny to have a picture of them and me together. Do you know what I mean? Like
I feel like I don't know, there's something kind of iconic about like that picture. Mm. Like we've got those dumb pictures of us with Brian Butterfield. It's like funny memories to look back on and I don't know. I would do it for someone really like I absolutely like idolize, but anyone else it's not worth it.
Yeah. I'm like the Brian Butterfield one was so good.
That was so funny.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
honestly, meeting Brian Butterfield sounded like an aura better experience.
It was, it was.
So going to meet like your biggest hero, which is kind of depressing.
A lot cheaper as well.
Yeah. Wow. A lot cheaper. And he was funny as fuck.
Funny, sounded great. Yeah.
And just Peter Serafinowicz just staying in character. Good. Just so funny.
He's a good boy. Yeah. He's a good boy. Mm-hmm. I think we're actually going to have to call it there. But that is our catch-up episode.
Catch-up ep.
Mm-hmm.
We are primed and ready now to take on 2024.
Mm-hmm.
We have lots of wonderful questions.
Mm-hmm.
Our patrons have been sending in lots of wonderful questions, so thank you, patrons. We're going to tackle some of those in next episode. And we've done some wonderful little guest episodes while Lydia was away.
Yeah, they'll be coming out.
So look forward to.
Exactly.
So loads getting ready for this year.
Yeah.
It'll be really good for 0 degrees.
We might be doing some ticky-tocky Instagram type of stuff as well.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening with that yet, but that
keep your eyes peeled.
Keep your eyes peeled. Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll certainly tell you about it when it launches.
Which will be really fun.
But yeah.
So sorry for not tackling the question, but also that was an epic saga to be taken on.
Yeah, we had to give it the justice it deserved. Uh-huh.
No, I think after like two or three episodes of build-up, I needed the release.
You were edging for months.
Interpersonally, you know, I literally, every time I see Rouse, I'm like, I can't ask him about the thing. I have to like not ask. So
yeah,
we have to
well, we got it out of the way.
We got it out.
It's done.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It's
done. We hope you enjoyed that. We'll catch you all next time.
See ya.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye.